What? What's going on?
I'll give Brent my other phone.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, at least that's what I'm going to tell you.
No.
What's going on, baby?
All right, so here we go.
For shizzle! Right,
Herbalicious. Ace to the E, like the RB.
So we're starting over. Is it Ricky?
Yeah.
This is Misty. This is Stefan.
Well, it was recording through the...
Hi, this is Johnny.
Please, really come!
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, episode 164, 2.0. So, yeah, I forgot to plug in the mixer to the computer, so we recorded for about 5 minutes, and it was kind of awesome, but now we have to kind of start over. So this is Ricky.
This is Dark Reverend Dom.
This is Wagner.
And this is Brett.
And Brett has my glasses on. And he looks super nerdy.
Yeah, you
do. I cannot see where the shit
I kind of
right
want to do you.
You
right
probably
now.
Can't. Really?
Yeah. It's hot.
All right, let's do it. I mean, speaking of which, I do think you owe him a...
a dick suck. One dick suck.
No, yes. You don't,
it's
because you
tied. A double dick suck.
I compromised by saying that I would give him one dick suck.
Why are you giving up so easily?
I want one after the other.
Because I kind of want to suck his dick.
Because with our powers combined.
Absolutely.
I don't like that whatsoever. No. When I hang out with him, you're going to be at work.
I'm going to be calling you. All right. What's up, Dom? All right, I'll give you back up through the phone.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
You don't like the fact that Dominic gets along with Brett?
Yeah, Dominic has never gotten along with my boyfriends, and I don't like it because they're teaming up on me.
We wanted to watch Stargate.
Yeah.
We had to go!
You had to go move your car, technically, but we had to compromise, and I'll take one car because your car is blocked in. Now, if you would have went outside to move the car, we would have been able to finish watching Stargate. Well, you got your car moved.
Yeah.
I didn't know
but
all that.
But instead, you
I
turned off the TV, and you made me do something I didn't want to do.
Oh, my God. You
made
threw
me
an
throw
office
a chair.
And I flew my ass out of that house.
I didn't want to have to do it.
Homo, don't play that.
She forced me to.
I'm used to it. I used to kind of tear up. Now I just, stand there and take it.
I walked into the house, and I thought I heard Jesus sing when I saw the kitchen. I was like, oh, my God. I can actually see a kitchen counter.
Yeah. You should piss me off. Piss me off, I'll clean.
I try.
It's my outlet.
She's kind of used to it by now.
No, when you piss me off, I'll go throw stools outside. There's a difference.
And she means her poop stools.
I started that tradition of breaking stools
at
the house.
You did. It's now the breaking stool.
The one that's broke all the time?
Yes.
And people sit on it, and you're like, oh, that's broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't warn them ahead of time. They just sit down.
I know better.
What the hell?
I know better.
Feel like, oh, that's set the breaking stool.
Do what?
Did you throw the GIMP office chair?
No, I threw the one that was in the house.
Yeah, because I shut the TV off during
Stargate. She shut the TV off.
We were trying
Stargate
to see if Penny
SG1
was going to shoot him.
Yeah.
They're going to play it again.
Well, you know what? We're not going to be at home watching it when it comes on, are we?
Yeah.
No,
not
because we got real jobs.
Y'all are dorks.
You know
what could have happened? Even though Brett was on the couch right beside you, he could have text messaged and said, I'm thinking of you while I'm watching Stargate.
Yeah, you could have. You really could have.
Oh, really?
But then he would have been distracted from the TV show.
Yeah, you know what Brett says about that?
Commercials. Commercials.
No,
you can text Wagner, commercials.
Wagner usually asks a million questions during commercials.
I do.
Therefore, you have to show her attention.
At least
then.
It's during the commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, we
to
should
the point
pre-text her before the commercials and just tell her to shut up.
Don't text message. She's
at talking. Least he'd be text messaging.
She's asking
you
questions, and she gets text messages that says, shut the hell up. That's right.
Wait till after the show. I'm going to slap your face.
I don't like this.
Aw. We got any tales from the wagon?
Not that I can think of that I want to tell. Like,
Thursday
I don't know.
Night at the bar. AJ's birthday.
Yeah, I know, but what part do I, where do I even start with that? Like, I don't even know what, because it was epic, but at the same time, it was just like, you got punched in the face, I got punched in the face, a bunch of people got yelled at.
What is this?
Thursday night, not this Thursday, but last
Thursday. Oh, yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
Was I there?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you left.
You left. Remember, you left, and then all hell broke loose.
This is after she sucked her dick.
No, I don't think she did.
No, we just went made out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No. That was after that.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to be talking, you need to step closer to the mic.
I know, man.
So we can hear you.
I'm chewing gum.
Yeah, you'll have to get in front of a mic. So if you want to say something, just get in front of a mic.
Sweetness.
I've said it twice already. Sorry.
I don't bite hard.
It's more like a nibble.
No, it's more like a really hard bite.
Yeah,
kind
of hard.
I draw blood.
Like a pit bull?
So I have a telephone call. I want to see if you guys can tell me who it is. You ready? It's somebody you guys know. You ready?
Yeah. Hey, you homo motherfuckers. This is Trucker Mike. Fucking leave business about my penis. Or hate yourself. Hola.
Can you play that again?
Yeah.
Classic. That is awesome.
I'll play it again. This is last Thursday at the bar. You remember how fucked up he was?
Yes.
So
I
this
do.
Is me walking him home back to Evans.
Hey, you homo motherfuckers, this is Trucker Mike. Fucking leave business about my penis. Or hate yourself. Hola.
Yeah, he was blacked out. Does he know that he called?
I don't know if he remembers, because I said, here, Mike, talk on the show.
Me and Mike have come up with a system now that I'm going to start noticing the signs of him getting blackout drunk and distract him from drinking by flashing him.
Are you okay with
flash
that,
Brad? Me?
Yeah.
Do you get blackout drunk?
She sucks your dick.
I will if you'd flash me.
I'm trying to prevent him from getting blackout
drunk. I'm on
Brett's
side with this. Yeah. So that's kind of fucked
up. Right,
maybe
from now
if you
on,
text
every
me,
night,
every time you text me, I'll flash you.
Are you saying that?
I'm going to send you 12 text messages right now.
are you saying that Trucker Mike text messages you?
He does, actually.
What the
more
fuck
than,
is
more,
up with that?
More than
Why
Brett?
You got other guys text messaging you?
Do you want to date him then? Go ahead.
This is a first. Foul Monkeys breakup.
It's over.
Yeah, welcome right to Dumpsville, population you.
You can't do that, Brett, because then you won't get your dick sucked.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
No, I'll wait
till
after.
Sorry. I'll be like, that was nice, baby.
Yeah, okay, we're done.
We're over. Sorry. Get out.
Oh, my
God. Did you just text me?
I did not.
You are a bastard.
Are you going to flash us?
You have to.
I'm not flashing everyone
you
in this room.
You just promised in front of everyone.
Just do it. You have, like,
titties galore.
A gay person in here.
Flash.
Flash, flash, yo.
One, I'm a lady.
Right.
About that.
Two, Dominic's like my brother, and I'm sure he does not.
That's why
you what are you drinking
way.
Right now?
I'm
what?
Not
what are you drinking
right
now?
Old English. Ladies drink Old English?
Yeah.
If it was in a fancy glass, it'd make me a lady. I just happens to be in a bottle with a brown bag.
That's kind of black.
You know, I'm a Negro.
Hate mail. Racist.
I said Negro. That's pop. That's,
no,
that's
I don't think
term.
That's the word
African-American.
Now.
African-American.
It's not?
No, that's like 1950.
Oh. I'm from the South.
Afro-American.
So rude.
Yeah.
All right. So I just took some video on my flip camera. So I might put that on YouTube. Do you guys care?
I don't care.
I don't care.
Dom?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Okay, cool. So I'm not going to get sued.
Wait, how much am I getting paid?
She's going to suck your dick.
Oh, okay. That's a deal.
Is that a form of currency now?
Yeah.
I'll take 3 dick sucks for that.
So will you leave us better tips at the bar if we can get Wagner to give you dick sucks?
Well, that
dude,
night
I will
the
leave
bar,
you as much as I can.
Apparently Sweet. Not. That night at the bar that he tipped your brother and your brother called me was like, suck him off for me. Suck him off for me. I was like, what?
Actually, no, and we said did. Suck his dick extra good.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
I did, but damn.
Was, yeah, she did.
All right, good. You earned it.
That's awesome. Wow, this is boring.
I don't
what
like,
the hell is wrong with us?
I'm tired from
did we talk about putt-putt? I won.
No, we that, talked about it in the first five minutes. First that was messed one. Up.
Yeah, that messed up. Yeah, I went up putt-putt, of course.
Yeah, you
kind of... And I came in, like, last.
And oh, yeah, they don't know
there's
this.
There's a three-way tie.
There was a three-way tie, and two of them are Brett and Wagner. How cute.
Aww.
That's why he gets
that
one.
That makes me sick.
Cute puke noise.
I'm just waiting for the flash.
Yeah.
What's going on?
You can just hold the friggin' phone, man.
He was holding the phone.
Hey, hold my phone message. You should totally flash and let me take a picture and it'll be our album art.
Yes.
Then you have a pic.
They won't know it's you.
I don't like that. They'll see the bruise. Look at this guy's bruise from getting elbowed, okay? They'll be like, they'll look at the elbow bruise and be like, that's Wagner. She was fighting or talking shit.
We have like five local listeners, so you'll be all right. You need to show us that your titties are bigger than Lala Lauren's. You want to see hers?
Yeah.
Well, you really can't see them because she's on our Frapper map, which everyone should join.
On
go to
what?
Our website, our Frapper map. You should join too.
I don't know what that is.
It tells where everybody is.
It's newfangled technology.
Dom, you're on there, aren't
that's
you?
Why I don't.
I should be.
Dom's on there, yeah.
I'm not.
Let's see.
Why not?
Here's Lauren.
Because I don't listen to this show. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, it does.
Are yours bigger than hers? Look. She got some big ones.
She's got some pretty big titties.
I think her
boobs
are bigger than mine.
I would like to see them.
Maybe you need
to
let us take a picture.
Send us
Lauren's
a picture.
Not going to show her boobs. I tried.
Maybe we do the side-by-side comparison.
No, I tried.
Flash.
My friend Nicole.
You jerk. Dominic just sent me a text message to let me know that my boyfriend is thinking about me.
Aww. Thank you,
Dominic.
I got to back you up.
That's
cute. That does not count.
Whatever.
He's so, not your secretary.
So, he sent me a text message telling me to send you a text message.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
All right, so...
You know what? I'm going to set up my computer to send you automatic emails.
That's fine. I don't care. I'll be like,
hey,
oh,
baby,
cool.
I'm thinking of you every 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes.
That's hot.
I'd probably be fine with that. I wouldn't know any better.
Maybe
don't call her and use up
maybe
my minutes.
Maybe she rubs one out every time you send her one.
I
know she does.
I do sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, she rubs one out on the couch that her base sits on.
Yes, I do.
The outside or inside couch?
Both.
Depends on where she's at.
Ew.
Which is why I usually sit in the office chair.
So I posted this video off of XTube onto the blog. And my question said, what all is wrong with this video? So I want you guys to take a look and I want you to name everything that's wrong with it.
Fun time.
Maybe. Oh, is it going to work? Damn it. Load. Dead air. Yeah, you guys keep talking. I might have to log into X2. Hold on.
What's wrong with it is it's not loading.
Yeah.
It's probably something sick and disturbing.
It's the best free website you'll ever be able to go on.
Yeah, I love that place. Is it better than RedTube and YouPorn?
Wow, you know about all that stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's better than YouPorn.
Good job, guys.
Pull up a microphone.
All right, here we go. Hopefully this works.
You start talking, man.
All right, here we go.
Oh, man, damn it.
Or maybe not.
I'm not getting up.
Damn,
until
I should have put it on my favorite so it would work. That sucks. I'm sorry.
If you had a PC, it would work.
That's true.
Don't fucking talk to me about that bullshit. It would work just fine. Damn it.
Except it's a Mac.
I'm turning your mic off.
I'm just joking. You know I love Macs. I want to buy yours.
So you I thought that was Dominic talking.
No,
thank you.
That's so weird. That was really weird.
Brett, it's over.
All right, see you later.
I don't think I can handle all this.
I was like, weird. Whatever. Oh, check out my new... iPhone cover. It's cork.
Oh, nice. Is it really, really cork?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Isn't that cool?
You have like, it's like a $400 device with cork wrapped around
mm-hmm.
it? You gotta be freaking kidding me.
It absorbs pressure like, you know.
Yeah, so it doesn't break.
Because if you drop it more than 3 inches, it'll break in half.
Yeah.
Newfangled phone.
Here we go. Here we go.
My
it's starting.
Phone calls.
Oh, man. All right.
All right. Tell me what all's wrong with this video.
It's
Bad picture quality.
Well, no, not just that.
Bad picture quality.
1980s.
His haircut's horrible.
His shorts are too short. He's got a boner.
Oh my god, I never noticed that. That's so 80s. His Mickey Mouse telephone. Waterbed.
At least he's perfectly lined up with the mirror. You know.
Oh, that is true.
He must have planned that out.
That's why we're watching this.
Because we got to tell you what's wrong with it. And then I have to read other people's responses. Well, I think it is up. Looks pretty hard to me.
I can't tell from here.
All right, let's skip.
Don't tell me he comes on his face.
No, he just came on a
cool turquoise sweater.
That's long sleeve.
That's why he's wearing the sweater.
Well, the first thing that's wrong is the fact that he's masturbating on video.
Oh, he has an 80s. Does he have an 80s mustache?
He is 80s. It's in the 1980s.
Yeah, it's definitely 80s. I'm surprised they could get this on YouTube.
That's on YouTube?
XTube. Sorry.
What
so,
are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know what this part's about.
What is he doing? I think he's on heroin.
Is he like preparing to attack his penis? He's like, how can I? Oh, yeah, there we go.
Oh, he busted out on my shirt?
Yeah. That's hard to get off the waterbed like that. I think I had those sheets.
looks like he stole them from the Ramada Inn.
It looks like it's out of the 80s, but that's not possible.
I think it's definitely out of the 80s.
B, he's masturbating instead of getting laid. And it sucks. It's a
so here
video.
We go. This is what people said.
Okay.
The waterbed, Mickey Mouse phone, and what you guys didn't see this, but what was with putting his junk under his shirt and petting it like it was a cat?
Wait, people don't do that?
And then Nicole said, okay, when I first started to watch this, I was pretty much terrified that he was going to taste his own flavor.
Oh.
And I almost covered my eyes to avoid seeing it. But yes, the creepy waterbed, who has those anymore? The mirror in an odd place, the odd fixation of the cloth on his unit. There are many things I could say, none of which will erase the image of him possibly tasting his yummy go-gurt. And Lawrence says, when he's done, he's like, okay, what do I do now?
He probably went and mowed the lawn.
In that shirt. Ew. And he did it on the outside of the shirt. So like people could see it. Freddie says, let's start with the pleated shorts he's wearing. Seriously, fellas, no one would ever wear pleated shorts, anything. The waterbed, tragically 1984. I may have even had the same one, sans mirror, whatever. Couldn't he take off his long sleeve turquoise shirt? Who beats off in a shirt, much less a long sleeve shirt? And by beat off in a shirt, I didn't mean using the dry cotton for lube. What the fuck? Nothing feels better on the doinger than brittle dried out cotton. Mickey Mouse and or any other animated character should always be turned away from the splatter. And was he fucking paralyzed from the waist down? He couldn't finger his asshole or move his leg once or twice during that 2-minute flaccid splash video masterpiece. At least he was considerate enough to jerk off at the foot of the bed so we get a better vantage point. And then, let's see, Matt says, long sleeve shirt suggests that he's cold. Rubbing his wing with it gave him a little tingle. Waterbeds are still in use, as Wilson proved on the recent episode of House. I don't watch that, so I don't know what that means.
That's a good show.
Yeah, it's pretty decent.
Also, nothing in the clip exactly says 2008. Creepy. This item could be up to 20 years old and transferred to digital for a collective viewing pleasure. I think that might be able to happen.
I think so.
Guys aren't the only ones who eat their own cum. I've seen girls do it. Well, Lydia Lunch, at least.
I have. I've seen girls do it.
To whatever that ick is that dribbles out of their lady flowers. The only thing I found disturbing is his utter sadness of what would otherwise be a joyous event for most men. When he finally shoots that creamy load, there's a nary hip thrust, nor silent sigh of relief.
That is true.
So, yeah. What and then there's like responses explosion. Going back and forth talking to each other.
Why did you make me watch that?
Well, because
yeah, why?
It's awesome. Well, would you rather watch that or would you rather have Hugh?
Have what? No, don't show me anymore. Look, I'm not looking.
Look at this. This is hot. You like big boys.
My eyes burn.
How can you never
look
have
at
girls
on there masturbating?
I've had video. Ew, look at this. That's a boob.
No, I'm not looking anymore. No,
look.
No.
And Randy's all like, hey.
Yeah, so you guys should check out the blog. It's pretty funny. So, yeah, that's... wasn't that great?
No.
Did you like the video?
It was fantastic.
Mm. No.
Thanks.
Not at all.
Do you want to see the video of the guy coming on pizza and then eating it?
No.
No, I saw that. It was disgusting.
I like pizza. I don't want anything to ruin that for me. Anything.
So, I'm going to Orlando this weekend.
What are you going to Orlando for?
It's gay days.
Oh, that's right. Are you going to go queer it up?
No, I'm not queering it up. I'm not going to any parks, and I'm not wearing red. Or...
Wait a minute. Is Universal in Orlando?
Universal? Yeah.
Are they doing a gay thing there?
I'm sure.
Because my younger brother is going to Universal on Saturday.
I just tell him not to wear. Tell him not to wear a red shirt.
I'm going to tell him to wear a red shirt. I'm going to buy him a red shirt and be like, Robbie, I got you this new shirt, man. It's real cool. He's going to be like, oh, hell yeah, cool. I'll wear my new shirt.
Oh, God. Poor Robbie.
Thank you.
And he's really cute, too. So.
I know. Gay men love him.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be funny. Now I want to go to Universal just to see that happen. And I'll take my camera.
I wonder if someone's tricking him into going. I should ask him, like, who are you going with? Who is tricking you into going? Because he's so oblivious, he won't know.
Well, they'll be like everywhere, but the main event is in the Magic Kingdom. So,
well, we can only hope that he goes and does hook up with a gay guy. This way, he'd get rid of Kira.
Yeah.
Should we bleep her name out?
No.
Okay.
She's not gonna listen to this. She's too cool for this.
Oh, she's too cool.
She don't laugh or smile or have a personality.
She has no emotion.
Damn, that sucks.
And she's a gold digging home.
What's up? Oh.
I calls them like I sees them.
Well, if that's the case, then whatever. But sorry, Rob.
She's like the complete opposite of him. I guess if they're, like, they're trying to balance each other out, I don't know.
We need to take a picture of Robbie and put it on the website.
I have lots of pictures of my brother on my MySpace.
Oh, okay. We'll have to take one and put it on the website and have people vote. Is Robbie cute?
I have one of him in his Santa outfit, too.
Oh, that might be good for like fetish or something. Like Santa Claus fetish.
Oh, my God. He's in a wheelchair.
Oh, dude, fetish night.
Oh, he's in a wheelchair?
And Ryan Tarpley's wearing short shorts.
Oh, and is he pushing him, like kicking him?
With an elf hat on.
That's awesome.
I'll have to forward that
awesome.
To you.
Awesome. So, we're at 23 minutes. Anybody, you want to talk about anything else?
I'm trying to think. It seems like something really cool happened in the last couple weeks, but I don't remember what it was. Because a lot of not cool stuff happened too.
Me? Yeah, it's been crazy.
It's been real crazy.
I did the postal food drive a couple weeks back for like 3 days.
The what?
Postal food drive.
Oh, to pick up cans at the...
At the post offices, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You participated?
How'd that go?
I volunteer for Catholic Charities at the food bank.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's karma. I do so much ill shit that I have to do something good to make up for it.
He balances it out.
I should have put some of my food out there. I got the bag, but I just forgot.
Yeah, I did.
Sorry. Yeah, you're going to hell.
I don't believe in hell.
We're not feeding the poor people.
Fuck the poor people. I need to be fed, too.
Have you ever been poor?
I'm poor. I grew up on food stamps, bitch, and the block of cheese. Before you could buy it at the store, you had to go to the welfare office.
You had to stand in the line.
Yes.
You had to stand in the line, get your
it
cheese
was
and
awful.
Bread.
I was a kid, though. So, my parents were young. Stupid.
That's right. Only about half of the agencies at the food bank I actually support. A lot of them just kind of enable people to continue to be homeless or continue to be poor. Although there are a lot of organizations there that do a lot of good. Bridges of America help people that just get out of jail. Teen Challenge. Yeah. Teen Challenge helps out teens that have no place to go, and the corrections system sets them in that home setting. It's pretty good.
What about Lighthouse Ministries?
Don't like them. They support people being homeless. They don't actually give them any help. They just give them food and a place to stay for a couple of days. They don't have any real programs to get them back on their feet.
Mm. Yeah, I always found that ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just perpetuating the cycle. And some of the people that work there, same thing. People that work there get paid a lot of money. Why would they want to get people off the streets? Then they wouldn't have a job.
Yeah.
That's true. That's sad. I feel sorry for the homeless people.
I picked up a homeless guy once. Took him out to dinner.
Did you really?
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
What did he do to
That's
you?
The right thing to
what
do.
What did he do for you?
I actually interviewed him for a paper. A friend of mine was writing a paper.
All right, let's make up a story. What did he do for you?
I usually have him clean my car.
Yeah.
Like, so my car's what'd clean right now.
Brett? He did it all.
What'd he do for you, Brett? Tell
everything.
Us.
Anything I want.
You buy him dinner, he give you dessert?
I had homeless people.
Ew,
oh, my God.
Gross.
I had homeless people were actually going through a program to, like, straighten their life out, tell me not to give money to homeless people, give them food.
Yeah.
Or if they have a sign that says beer, to give them beer, I will go give them beer. If they're just straight up honest money for beer, I'd be like, hold on, I'll go get them some beer, give it to them. I mean, come on. At least they're honest. I was like, hell yeah, if I was homeless, I'd want to be drunk too.
I know, or at least high on something.
Right?
I don't know.
I mean, just working in the system, you see a lot of hypocrisy and a lot of how ways that it doesn't actually help anybody, except for the people that are running those programs. It's really kind of sad.
Well, welcome to Foul Monkeys, where we are serious part of the time. I should donate some of my time or something.
Yeah.
We should all do that.
I used to go volunteer at Talbot House a lot.
We could do like a Foul Monkeys thing.
It'd be fun. I'm down.
We should go donate.
Hi, we're here on behalf of the gays.
Hey.
Wagner, you need to practice on that.
I'm Southern, and I'm only like half gay.
She's Southern, and she's more man than everybody else in the room.
I'm more man than you are.
She scares me.
It's funny because we're still trying to do the three snap Z formation, and every time she does it, she hits some fucking buddy or something.
I've been hanging out with like girls because I'm trying to get girlier. So, you know, like,
and by girlier, we mean money, 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 money.
Yeah. I'm learning how to money grub.
In comes me.
Aww.
He paid for my mini golf.
Yep. Oh, and he paid for your Arby's, too.
Oh, yeah, you paid for my sandwich.
I know.
That's so cute.
Still waiting for that dick suck.
Well, too bad you have to be home in an hour.
Oh, that's right. You're too busy.
Oh, you yeah.
To, you don't have time.
You have to go hang out with
hey,
your sister.
Hey, there's called 10 minutes in my car. We can do this.
And that's if he takes his time. He can do it in like three.
And we'll still have time to cuddle.
Get out, bitch.
Whatever. You keep buying me Arby's sandwiches, man. I'm down.
Butter one. I was like, you can't have no more.
Throw me a couple quarts. It's straight.
A case of quarts will get you like booty, like butthole. Right.
No, hell no.
Oh, no.
No,
shit,
but
I'm down.
That'd be like $10,000.
Oh, man.
That's it?
$10,000.
I'd kill someone
straight.
For $10,000.
You'd what?
I would kill someone for $10,000.
I would not kill someone for
$10,000.
I wouldn't.
Speaking of, anybody
I could
somebody
never
killed,
kill anyone.
$10,000 straight of cash.
I could never kill anyone.
I need at least double that.
I can't even kill an animal.
I don't know. If somebody came up with $1,000 straight up cash, I'd probably do it.
No, no way.
How would you do it?
Not worth the jail time.
Depends on the person. If I knew it was a bad person, like a child
What
molester,
if somebody came up to you and said, I got $1,000 for you to kill Wagner?
I couldn't do that.
What about 2,000?
Somebody like, uh-oh. I'm changing my address.
I'd have to get my rocks off first.
Oh!
All right, that's doable.
Oh, yeah, that poor Wagner. And this will be the police report in Lakeland newspaper. Wagner found with cum all over her face.
That's right.
That's not because I want to die suicide by cop. You can't do that,
dude. I'll just become a cop and I'll strangle you. You stab me and I'll strangle you.
That'll work. Yeah. That's cool. That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Can we film it?
That would make more money.
That'd be awesome.
As long as you give some internet. To Dom, guess what? It would Dom.
Yeah, I like money.
2%.
Y'all can work that out amongst yourselves.
Oh, okay.
Well, you could just be
I'm
my
just
new sugar daddy.
Film it with my other hand.
He's going to have a camera on the end of whatever he kills you with.
That's right. It's going to start out as like a straight porn, then bam.
You're so strange.
You're
so weird.
I know.
And the music like, chomp, 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 chicka-bum, bum, bum, chicka-bum, bum.
You know it. Then in the middle, it's going to be like, free, free, free.
Oh. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
All right, so we're at 30 minutes.
I got a camera at home. We can do it.
Dude, I got a video camera that's like the size of my hand.
No, stop plotting. Stop it. All right. Both of you.
Listen, you get your video camera, I'll get mine. We'll get both angles.
All right, that's cool.
I have a video camera.
Three angles? Oh, wow. Dude, that's like perfect.
This way we don't have to actually redo scenes.
All right.
You can just all do it at once.
Listen, it's got to be complete dark.
Nikki, you have
everyone's
one?
Got night vision, right?
You have a video
oh my
camera?
God.
Okay, we're going to have to kill you two.
Sweet.
But you got to get pregnant first. What? I need that fetus.
Stem cell smoothies.
Absolutely.
Throw babies.
All right. All right, so I guess we're out of here. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Send us something to our post office box. P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 3380. Lake Wire. Three. Two.
A one, isn't it?
Yeah.
A one, right?
33802. Oh, and just to let everyone know that I have an Amazon wish list on my website. So if you'd like to buy me anything, you can definitely go there and buy it for me. And
if you want to buy me anything, just buy it and send it
to me. Oh, I will be in Los Angeles
July
4th.
And I'll take money.
I'm talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't make me kick your asses. Thank you.
Don't make me become a cop and strangle you.
I'm going to be in Los Angeles the weekend of July 4th, 4-day weekend. So if you want to meet up with me, email me, let me know. We can all go have dinner or party or like hang out with Paris and stuff and junk. We'll get Brittany and we can hold her babies.
If anyone wants to mail 40s down here, oh, yeah. That'd be great.
That'd be cool.
I like King Cobra. I'll take 40s.
How about
King
Old
Cobra.
Milwaukee?
If they make 40s of Old Milwaukee,
they
send them on down.
They do. let's see what else. And I also will be in New Orleans. The weekend of Labor Day weekend. So if you want to meet up with me, let me know, and we'll hook up down in the somewhere.
Behind a shed.
In a graveyard.
Can we meet up in Lakeland and you take me to New Orleans?
Well, I should just let you know now that the weekend that I'm going, it's an event called Southern Decadence. And it's cool. Basically like every gay person in the world will be in New Orleans. Which in 2004 or 2003, whenever Hurricane Katrina happened, it was the same weekend that happened. And, of course, like the big religious people said it was two things, the gays and because New Orleans has the highest abortion rate in the United States. God sent Hurricane Katrina through to cleanse everyone.
Of course, that's fine. I'll go even though they're all gay because they'll just buy me a bunch of drinks and I'll get
drunk
for free.
They will. All you have to do is show them nipple. And they'll buy you a drink.
I do that anyways.
Dom, let's team it up.
All right.
Let's do this.
That would be so funny.
And then
funny.
If they like try hitting on us, I'd be like, that's my boyfriend.
That's my man. That would be so funny if I'm walking past an alley and both of them are getting butt raped by like 10 people.
No, it'd be us doing the butt raping.
And they have like the GIMP mask on.
I'm getting a butt plug.
When are you going again? What's the dates?
The weekend of Labor Day weekend.
But what's the date?
It's like August 28th through September 2nd.
I'm going to try and get Leisha to change it so we can go the same time you do.
Oh, okay.
I am sure Leisha would want to go with a bunch of gays.
She might because we're going 6th through 10th, but I'd rather go.
She will just be like, look at all the gay people.
September or August?
August.
Oh, we're going at the end of August, the beginning of September.
I'm still going to try and get her changed.
Okay.
I'd rather go hang
That'd
out with
That'd be
queers.
Cool. They would just think you're a drag queen.
Probably.
Which would be cool.
Hell yeah, I can walk like
you
a
act like
walk
one.
Walk like a man, talk like a man.
That's a man. All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Dark Reverend Dom.
Oh, this is Wagner.
And this is Brett.
Holla.
That's okay. All right.
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show, but don't worry, the boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.